A senior lecturer at the University of Cape Coast Business School, Dr. John Gatti, says President John Mahama's 3 years rule has seen many infrastructure projects in the energy, education, health and road sectors. Several policies aimed at restructuring the economy have also been put in place. Dr. Gatti told George Ankara that depending on where Ghanaians belong, he believes President Mahama's approach to the management of the economy has long and short-term goals which will yield dividends shortly. He said those who will rule after him will not encounter the kind of problems he has experienced.
I think he has done a lot of things to Ghanaians, but it depends on how Ghanaians try to interpret the things that he's doing for the country. He is facing the energy problem, which is perennial, with massive investment and reforms in the energy sector, which in the long run benefits the entire country. He has taken a very bold step in establishing a legacy project, the educational sector, where we are having about 200 promises, a community school. Of course, I do not expect that all of them will be built, but that is a very great step that he has been taking in the area of education. The economy is being restructured. If you like, we have been managing an economy without fiscal buffer, pushing us in terms of repayment of our debt. We've just been borrowing the debt open-ended, believing that in the future we'll get tax revenue to be able to pay the debt. But now we have series of buffer in the economy in the form of sinking fund, in the form of stabilization fund, in the form of Ghana infrastructure fund, and in the form of contingency fund. All these things are things that the president is doing for the people of Ghana. He has come to inherit the National Health Insurance. Of course, about 80% of the financing of the National Health Insurance is coming from National Insurance Levy, which is basically VAT. There are some development in that sector which he is dealing with. The number of people enrolled onto the scheme have increased tremendously with some challenges. About 66% or so of the people enrolled onto the scheme fall within those who are under the exempt category. We're talking about people below the age of 18 and those from 70 and above who are not contributing. This poses challenges to the financing of the scheme, which is dealing with. And of course, new ways ought to be found in order to fill the financing gap for the National Health Insurance. So in brief, he has met a difficult situation. He has embraced it. He is doing his best. And his approach is not short-term focus, but his approach is to long-term focus for the country. But as to whether Ghanaians are seeing it from that perspective, it's a different discussion.